If someone knows that they're having an operation in the middle of Sfira, and they know that they'll miss counting one night and one day because of the operation, because of the anesthesia, etc., the ICU, they're in the ICU, then therefore, the question is, can they begin counting from the beginning of Sfira Somer with a bracha? Because here they know they're going to get out on, let's say, day 17 for the operation, so day 1 through 17, are they allowed to count? We know, according to the Bahag, brought down in Shulchan Aruch, all of Sfira Somer is one big mitzvah, and if you get out one night, you're not allowed to continue counting. But what about over here, if you know you're going to get out? Are you allowed to even start from the beginning? So the Chidar writes that a person should be very careful not to get out for Sfira Somer, because if he forgets, all the days previously are brachos levatala. Sounds like, according to the Chida, you would not be allowed to start counting from day 1 if you know you're going to get out, because you'd be causing yourself to do multiple brachos levatala. Similarly, the Chut Hashani, Rav Nissim Kralitz, brings this question down and leaves it as Tzarchin. He's not sure if you could actually start counting. Similarly, the Sefer Shraga HaMeir, he's Paskin's Lalacha. It's preferable for this person who knows he's going into an operation to be Yotze, to be Motzi from someone else. Someone else should be Yotze him the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer for the first 17 days, because it's possible that he's not supposed to start counting with the Bracha himself. However, Halacha Maisa, most posts can bring down that it's actually okay for him to continue to start counting the bracha. And some svaras that are given is, number one, based on a ritva in Chulin that says, the ritva brings down that if a person washes netilas yadayim, and then, you know, his wife tells him, oh, you can't have another piece of bread. You don't, why are you always eating bread? You know, you're going to become fat. So if this person then stops and listens to his wife, he already washed netilas yadayim, says the ritva, it's not a bracha of atala if he doesn't eat bread, because the bracha of netilas yadayim, there's no such thing as a bracha of atala l'mafreya. And if that's the case, so too this person who starts counting the first 17 days of Sfiras Omer, it wouldn't be a bracha of atala if he knows he's going to get out on day number 17. Similarly, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach brings down some svar that, well, Maisa, right now it's mutal upon you to count Sfiras Omer. What happens in the future, you can't worry about. And therefore, you know, you should start counting with the bracha on day one, because right now the chiyuv on day one is to count with the bracha. What happens in the future is irrelevant. Similarly, other achronim bring down the svar that it's ones, that what happens later on is going to be ones, and therefore you can continue counting. You don't have to worry about what's going to be in the future. The Bitzel HaChachma has an interesting case. If a person knows he's going to die in Sfiras Omer, and the Bitzel HaChachma says he's allowed to start counting from the beginning with the bracha, because that is considered tamimos. His tamimos is until the end of his life. If the person Nebuch dies on the 17th day, the first 17 days were not a bracha v'atala, because that was tamimos for this individual. Similarly, another svar you could say, so on the Shraga Meir, is that the word Tamimos Tihiena means that all you have to do when you start counting is that you have to want it to be Tamimos. Now, once you get out, then obviously it can't be Tamimos anymore because you got out. But looking forward on day one, if you know you're going to get out in 17, still, day one and day two, you want it to be Tamimos, so therefore you should be allowed to count until you actually get out. And finally, a final answer you could say, the Arwit Zion says this, and I've heard it in the name of Rav Salavechik, that really the mitzvah, even according to the Bahag, is one big mitzvah, but it's 49 sub-parts. If it's 49 sub-parts, then you're allowed to keep on counting. Each part in itself is like a separate sub-mitzvah or sub-part of a mitzvah. So therefore, you can continue counting as long as you are still in and you haven't forgotten a night, because each part is like a checkpoint in getting to Shavuos. And therefore, the fact that you're going to get out later on doesn't affect the earlier subparts which you counted, and therefore you would be allowed to start counting. Halacha l'maaseh, it seems to me that most poskim say you can start counting with the bracha, even if you know you're going to get out.